Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up? Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatball.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb,
go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
Wall Dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Ramalama ding dong, rock and roll is king.
This might sound kind of silly, but being in the medical field that I was as a paramedic, it started to make a lot of sense. One of the things that was pointed out in this interview with one of the doctors, foremost doctors that has studied the coronavirus, says that the nasal passages and the nasal membranes are the coolest part of the body. That's why the virus tends to go there until it then becomes healthy enough to go into the lungs. This sounds really goofy, and it did to me too, but it works. Once the temperature reaches 136 degrees Fahrenheit, the virus falls apart and just disintegrates, okay? And I said, well, how would you get the temperature up to 132 degrees? The answer was you use a blow dryer because it's capable of doing that. So you hold a blow dryer in front of your face and you inhale with your nose and it kills all the viruses in your nose.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Wallach is the guy that's in the Town Fair Tire Studios, as he is not essential personnel. He's allowed to sit there and then go home and infect his children. That's what the idea is. However, they have canceled school until May 4th, which is exciting because that is another month in change of my children constantly fighting. And then the sound of a basketball bouncing in the house. Let's say 20,000 times a day. It just a basketball bouncing in the house 20,000 times a day. You know, you're watching TV or something. And it, boom, 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 boom. Please stop doing that. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. So, not good. Not good.
Well, at least there'll be tons of educational programming. That was told to us yesterday. Is that GPTV? They're going to crank that sucker up. You're going to get all of the Nova that you can handle.
Well, that's right.
Going to make it rain 3-2-1 contact on your ass.
Yeah, and don't sit there and watch it. They'll be really into it because that's how kids learn still.
Yeah,
is they watch 3-2-1 contact. It's very difficult. I don't know what you know. There's some children. I have a friend. You know, I have a friend that today I'm going a walk with a walk. We're going to take a walk. That's the plan. I'm going to meet him. We're going to take a little walk.
Is that Billy? Is that Billy Jaffe you're going to take the walk with?
No, Billy's fit to be tied. Billy, I don't want anything to do with that guy. Billy's gonna on another planet.
Things got ugly with you guys after the last conversation, so, you know.
Nothing got ugly with us. It's just Billy needs to work. Yeah. I mean, I don't blame Billy at all. I mean, Billy needs to work. Billy gets, if there's no hockey, I mean, Billy's screwed. I mean, he needs the season. And we can talk about that later. We can talk about what's going on with the hockey season. But, yeah, the big thing today is that I'm going to meet with a friend and we're going to take a nice stroll.
A nice 6 feet of heart stroll?
Yeah, just, you know, a stroll. Yeah, just a stroll down the Commonwealth Avenue. And that's the big plan, is to take a stroll.
Well, be careful. You might get 911 called on you. That is a big problem. I can only imagine in Brookline how bad it is, but they have asked the people of Greater Boston. I think Cambridge is actually where I saw the article out of. And there are the 911 operators are begging there to be restraint from people who are calling the emergency line because they're witnessing people like outside doing things with their kids, congregating, not right. congregating, but just trying right. to doing things within the like the social distancing guidelines, just yes. being outside riding a bike. You know, right. they're getting 911 called on them, and they actually had to release a statement yesterday saying, please, this is it's not a crime. Refrain from doing so.
That's right. That's
quarantine 911. That's what we're going to have soon.
I mean, I guess apparently, you know, we've all been emailed this. Apparently, it's right for the picking in Brookline. Apparently, yeah. they've been, yeah, there's a lot of people calling 911 about people daring to leave their homes in such a
and like on their own, like right, like someone will be walking their dog, and I guess people are even like calling 911 on that, like following every guideline.
I mean,
you can't do that.
I mean, I just, you can't operate as a society.
Well, also, you're not infecting anyone if you're by yourself. Like, it's one thing.
You're not by yourself, but you're allowed to be walk down the street with a person, one person. I mean, you're allowed to do that.
They don't want anyone out of, like, you walking with anyone outside of your household, like, right next to you. They want you to keep, you know, at least 6 feet, which it's, I mean, that's the only way this works, if you do that. But, I mean, if you're with, like, your kids who are in your house, like, if you're infected, they're infected, so you just stay together. That's completely fine. And I think that's what they're calling 911 on, which is just hysterical to me. Someone with their kid who's in their house, like, that is... You know, sorry if you're spreading it. If either one of you have it, and you're in the same house, you've got it. But if it's like you're, you know, meeting up with a group of people, you still shouldn't call 911. But that's a dick move. That's something that obviously shouldn't be doing.
No, I understand if you're with a group of people. I mean, they've banned pick up basketball and all those things. I understand that.
They took the hoops down in a lot of different. They had to put it this way. People were so stupid that the city had to take the hoops down to get people from stop playing basketball.
Well, great. Superb. I mean, it's just as soon as I'm off the air, boom, 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 stop.
I know. Boom, Fred, boom. I'm trying to figure out how to get the energy out, like, of our, you know, of our kids, and, like, you know, we've tried to do, yeah, you know, like ride, go ride our bike and try to do whatever. And, like, you know, you can only do that so much before they're like, I don't want to do it. I'm angry.
Yes.
So I found myself yesterday on Amazon almost purchasing a $150 inflatable bounce house for my backyard. It's like
one.
Yeah, like it's not like one of the super big. I mean, for $150, it's kind of a small one, but it looks like a bounce house. So if your kids see that you got a bounce house in the backyard, then maybe, just maybe, we'll do something to keep them from beating the living snot out of each other in the house all day.
You know how long that will last? A day. I mean, we had one. We had one because we were renting them for parties, like the kids' parties, and we decided that it was, and I think it was like $150 or $200. And, yeah, they got sick of that real quick.
So you'd buy a trampoline, but you got to put a trampoline together, and it takes forever to put away. At Bounce House, you just like press a button, and that thing turns into mush in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, and they tear. Oh, boy, do they tear like nobody's.
But they send you patches, apparently. There's like a stack of patches.
Oh, I didn't know.
Which makes it all better.
They're like 60s dungarees. You get a nice patch in there.
Sure. But, it's like a, what were those things called? The tough skins. They're like tough skins.
Yeah.
That was the Sears version of pants that I used to wear.
Tough skins, you knew there was problems at home.
That would be my house. The problems at home was money,
yeah,
and we didn't have any of it.
Yeah, tough skins was you were getting made fun of. Well, if you were rocking tough skins, you were getting made fun of. I don't even think that was denim. I think that was
it's like plastic. It's like a weird sort of soft plastic, I think. Yeah, it would cause like chafing and rashes. And the best was that the patches, that there were patches that came with it. In other words, they were like, dude, we know this is going to tear instantly. So my mother would like iron these patches, these things on them, or sew them on, however she did it. And the patches, however, were bulletproof. Like the actual jeans themselves would tear instantly. But those patches, I mean, you could honestly put a 45 up to it and go, and I swear to God, it would bounce back and hit you in the stomach. These things were rough.
Well, where I grew up, there would be like kids, like there was a big have and have nots in my neighborhood. And if you lived on a dirt road, you were basically very poor. And they would show up to football practices before we got into pads, and they would have tough skins, and then they would have well water. Because they got it out of the well, you know, they didn't have the tap water. And it would be the color of pee if you didn't drink water for 2 weeks. It was just this hideous color brown. And so I can remember people's names, but they would show up with tough skins in this water that looked like it was just poison to no end.
So if I could, I might find a picture that I have. We don't have any pictures of me when I was a kid, but the ones that we have, like almost every picture is me wearing tough skins and some like ironic t-shirt that was bought at a Stuckey's. Because you would go to one of these, Stuckey's was like this gas station, roadside gas station, where t-shirts were $2. And I there's a shirt that I've got that says, like, here comes trouble. And then it says, like, you know, Marietta, Georgia, or something, like, as if you went there as a tourist and bought something. And then there was another one that said, not perfect, but close. Like, it was all these, like, really cruddy gas station t-shirts, which was essentially all I wore. My favorite was a Speedy Gonzalez t-shirt, which I don't even know if you can if they have that anymore. Like, it's kind of not politically correct anymore, but the Looney Tunes character Speedy Gonzalez was like my favorite. I thought he was the best.
I'm going to go I'm going to say the politically correct is not that's not going to affect Speedy Gonzalez, but you're not going to see a lot of Speedy Gonzalez anymore.
No.
In that Mel Blanc or Blank or whatever the hell his name is dead. you're not going to see a lot of Speedy Gonzales, but tough skins. You had a rough go of it, Rich. If you were rocking tough skins,
if you didn't know any better, you didn't realize. See, that was the thing, is that like most of the people around me were poor, so it wasn't like a the poor kids at the Beverly Hills 90210 High School, and everyone's like, oh my goodness, we were all like dirt. So I think all of us, everyone at my school kind of was of the same income level, so it didn't really matter. In Kennesaw, Georgia, I think that if you had more than one car, you were pretty much a millionaire.
Well, no, it's not like I grew up in fabulous conditions, but there was dirt road kids, and then there was people that had paved streets in front of their houses. I certainly didn't grow up a multimillionaire, but we had Lee Jeans money. So I guess that was considered... Go ahead.
You were a prince amongst men then. We trust me, we had paved roads in front of us. I know that because they were perfect for launching all the fireworks off that our parents would spend their paychecks on instead of, things like food or shoes or nice jeans. Fireworks were always... That's how you showed dominance in our neighborhood. It was the dad who had the biggest arsenal of fireworks. That's how you knew that you were a king of the neighborhood.
See, my house was made of... a lot of it was made of brick. which I you don't see very often anymore. And excuse me. And we had all these bricks in the back, and so that made for ramps that were not sturdy in the least.
Oh, those are the best.
And the best is I don't know if I told you guys this one time, but I crashed the ramp demolished on my way up, and got cuts all over me, and my mother meticulously put Band-Aids on every wound.
How many Band-Aids?
Oh, Jesus, John, 30? I mean, ridiculous. So dumb. Because what my mom would do when I hurt myself, I told you this, the guy hit me in the head with the butt of a gun.
Yeah.
And then when I fell off, there's minor things and bigger things. My mom would just start screaming at me.
And she blamed you for all of this.
She would start screaming at me about how stupid I was that I, got hurt. How dumb I was that the guy hit me with the psycho guy hit me in the head with the gun. And then and she would just start screaming at me and yelling at me. And when I put my hand through the window and then I hit my jugular and blood spraying. And she's like, "What the hell did you do, you stupid idiot?" And so that was life in the Tudger household. And I, you know what? I'm going to become that person in a couple weeks. It's gonna kill me. They got to repeat the grade, right?
No. So are your kids going to be getting any lessons?
It's with my daughter, there's a lot. With my son, there's basically nothing.
Because what they're encouraging now is this different type of learning. Like, you're going to get credit for growing a garden or building something.
Your kids go to private school.
No. That's what they said yesterday on
that's what Baker said. Apparently, guidelines are going to be passed down to all the school systems today.
It's very late. Where the hell am I going to grow a garden?
Once again, that's what they said. I have no idea. And John's right. They're going to release more details about all this. But my kids, for the last 2 weeks, have been on – this is their spring break. So on Monday, they start their Zoom, video conferencing classes. Yeah,
there's none of that. There's none of that for my son. None of it. I mean, Yeah, there's none of that.
See, you were going to probably at some point wish that you didn't have the video conference. Can you imagine trying to keep a kid's attention on a video screen while a teacher talks to them from 8:30 to whatever 1:30 that they're proposing? Dude, that's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, well, I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe it will, but it certainly hasn't yet.
Maybe it's one of those things that's weird for a week, and then after that, they're used to it. I don't know.
The socialization and everything. I mean, I know they can't go to school. I mean, I'm not saying that they should go to school, but it's just very unfortunate if you're a kid right now that you can't, see many of your friends. And I don't know, but I'm going to take a nice stroll today with a friend of mine. It's my life. What are you doing today? 3 o'clock, take a stroll. This sucks so bad.
Yep.
And I thought I would kind of like it. The best part is, the only good part is that you don't have to, go to work. But other than that, if I didn't have kids, this would be heaven. I would, this would be the greatest thing ever.
I'm getting cabin fever, man. I don't know. There's part of me that's just I wish I could just, it's that those moments in the car by myself, I cherish those now.
Oh, yeah.
When
you get in the car and then you're like, oh, there's another car.
sounds like my drive-in.
Yeah. Oh, there's another car. Okay. there's other people. This is amazing. Well, at 3 o'clock, open your eyes and just know that I'll be taking a stroll. All right, Rich, what's going on?
All right, well, let's go to what happened last night. There was an interesting moment. Randomly, Rob Manfred kind of drops a little bit of a hammer on ESPN out of nowhere. We will get to that and the plans for the upcoming baseball season.
All right. We will be right back.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Recapping what you missed is Thatcher and Rich.
What happened last night? All right, let me find the way that you pull up the phone call thing. Here we are. I got it, baby. Don't you worry. Here we are. Nanny. Go ahead, Nanny.
Good morning, Fred. Sound like you're having a rough time with this whole situation here. I just wanted to comment on the fact that when you first got on the radio this morning, you were doing a little bit of what seemed like, I don't know, maybe it's me, but mouth breathing. You sounded like that coach. That thing you do with the mouth-breathing coach who says, crap. I don't know if Rich can pull that up so that you can listen to it, but, I mean, it was a definite similarity. Peace out,
Michelle,
guys.
Michelle Therrien, I think, is who you're talking about.
Oh, my God, with this breathe. Do you understand there's a microphone literally less than an inch from my face? Enough with the breathing garbage.
Crap.
I mean, my God. Tank, go ahead.
Talking about the same thing, Fred. I love the show. I don't care if you work from home the rest of your life, but that chewing at the beginning was terrible. It was terrible.
I was having cereal.
And it's fine, but it was just the worst noise I've ever heard.
It's what?
I just wanted to let you know that I love the show. You and Rich are great. That was the worst. Just don't do it.
And by the way, I think I'm getting unfairly blamed for some of these things. Someone said that during the Danny Woodhead interview, there was like a lot of heavy breathing to the point where I listened to it and I couldn't hear it.
Well, okay, so there was last week an interview that it was when that guy called in and was angry at us and we replayed it because you farted. And I was listening to it and I realized that you could hear my breathing really heavy and Dan had to kind of walk me through where to put the microphone that we're using to make it so I don't sound like Darth Vader every time I talk. So there is a way you could probably limit it.
I know what to do with the microphone. It's on my chin. Like, I know what to do, so it's not, like, over my mouth, but Jesus Christ, I mean, what do you want me to do? I got a headset on.
Just bend it to your left as if it's pointing straight towards you. Like, you want the microphone pointing straight towards the wall that you're looking at. That's the way to do it.
But wait. Yeah. But I'm looking forward.
As if there's like a pretend there's like a hot dog. It's pointing straight out of your mouth. That's where your microphone would be, like straight towards the wall. Don't bend it towards your mouth. Make it go straight towards the wall, like on the side of you.
Like this?
I don't know. I can't see it.
can you hear me?
Well, how about we'll do a break, and the listeners can judge as to whether or not they hear the huffing anymore.
But can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. A little hollow, Fred, but yeah.
It's a little hollow. That's right. Okay, so now, can you hear me?
That brings it back.
Yep. There you go. All right, well, I mean, Jesus. We're in a effing pandemic, and I got to worry about where the microphone is.
Yeah, I think the echo has a little bit to do with the guys as well, so don't worry about it.
Nah, I'm not worried. Believe me, I'm not worried about it. All right, eating. I don't even think I... forget it. What am I going to get mad about? That dribbling's going to start soon. All right, what's going on?
Well, this came out of nowhere. Late last night on ESPN, Commissioner of Baseball Rob Manfred made an appearance and just casually tossed this out there.
Boston, we are done with the investigation. There's been a delay in terms of producing a written report just because I frankly have not had time to turn to it with the other issues.
Understood.
But we will get a Boston report out before we resume play.
Yeah, if only the baseball commissioner had extra time on his hands. If only the season could be paused in some sort of way so he could find the smallest amount of time to write down his findings in an investigation that they've had almost 3 months to finish. If only there was some sort of way that could happen. By the way, somebody check on Dan Roach. It's opening day, and there's no baseball.
I feel really bad for Danny today. Yeah,
but it was going to be in Toronto, so it doesn't really count.
It's still opening day. He's got that. It doesn't even matter where it is. It's a state of mind there, Fred, just knowing it's happening somewhere out there in the greater North American city. Keeps him happy. Yeah. But in the meantime, baseball's still trying to figure out a game plan to salvage their season against a backdrop of really having no idea how long any of this is going to last. It was weird. It was like I saw Dr. Fauci yesterday when he was asked about the lockdown being finished by Easter, and he said, well, we don't make the timeline. The virus makes the timeline.
Did you read about the Nobel Prize-winning guy? He is a specialist in pandemics, and he called the Chinese... He called the coronavirus in China in the infections. He called it like within under 1,000. Like he got it right, and he said that this is going to end much quicker than people think it will. So I'm on the side of him. Well, if you want any hope,
choose to be on that side too. That'd be great.
He said that. No, he's saying that he can't. He goes, it's right now. There's not enough data to make a prediction on it. But he said that people were saying that China was going to be much longer, and that he saw information that it was not. So he is predicting that this is going to be quicker than people will lead you to believe. So,
well,
Italy is finally
starting to decline. Like, I think over the past 2 days, the numbers have got... There is an article that Adam Himmelsbach wrote in the Boston Globe. I don't know if it's in this morning's, but it was online yesterday, and it is sobering. He interviewed a guy that he had met when he was covering the Celtics over there. He's a Celtics fan who drives a cab in Italy, and... basically, it's a warning. Like, we didn't do what we were supposed to do early.
No, yeah, they screwed everything up.
And we paid for it. And if you look at the numbers, I think America and Italy are kind of on the same rate as far as screwing around and not getting serious about it for the same amount of time. And it's terrifying. But the good news is that, as I said, you're now, for the last 2 days, starting to see it go down. So I would say, if you're going to look at any timeline, look at that one. Take a look at Italy and see what they're doing, and maybe that gives you a little bit of hope. So I think they're, 3-4 weeks ahead of us? Now, going down still means a ton of people are dying, but it's at least on the decline. So that curve that everyone's talking about, it's on its way down. So,
well, the guy that was Nobel Prize winner said you can't look at that you're not looking at the deaths, is that you're looking at the people with it. So,
but we don't know how many people have it because no one's getting tested here. That's the problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that there's not people getting tested, but out of the people that have come down with it. But the deaths, he says, you can't look at because there's underlying circumstances for a lot of those things. But that's his opinion, and I guess he was on the nose with China. So if you want any hope that this is going to end sooner than later, you listen to that guy.
It's got to the point where I trust one person, and it's Dr. Fauci, and anytime there's a press conference and he's not there, I am uneasy. Like, I'm like, where'd he go? Did they get rid of him? Where is he?
He didn't win a Nobel Prize, baby. He didn't win a Nobel Prize. I'm taking the guy with the Nobel Prize every time.
Tell me when someone's won the Caldecott Medal. Then we'll talk. Then I'll take his advice.
Okay.
It's children's writing, I believe. But Super Agent Scott
Bloom.
Judy Blume's listening. Blume. There, Margaret. It's, you know, thank God it's been Margaret.
Don't bring up that. Don't bring up that book. It was terrifying to me as a child when I found out what periods were.
Very disturbing as a young boy. But we'll do Wallach's headlines when we get back. Scott Boras seems to have an idea to save the season,
which is the dumbest.
Dude, it's funny as hell. It's funny as hell.
It's just so dumb. It's awesomely dumb.
Yep. But you got to indulge the guy because he does have some sort of power in all of this, which is kind of scary because he represents the most powerful players right
now.
That's the
scary part about it. He represents everyone.
But you got to listen to it because it's interesting.
We'll get into it. First of all, I don't think it's going to be necessary. But second of all, it's really dumb. Really dumb. But we'll have that. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Toucher. I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
So it's a super agent, Scott Boras, who seems to have got all this figured out as far as baseball and his effort to try to earn his players all their bonuses and his commission that he would get from said bonuses. He said that he has submitted some proposals to Major League Baseball for a 162-game season that would begin June 1st and also a second proposal for a 144-game season that would start July 1st. Now, both feature a playoff schedule that would run, get this, December 3rd through December 26th, complete with wild card games, 5-game division series, and a 7-game World Series. First of all, okay, a World Series game on Christmas. That's obviously strange. Second of all, is he aware how crappy the weather is in the majority of baseball stadiums in December?
He wants to do it in California,
yes,
Florida. And where there is in Arizona, and where there's domed stadiums,
all so those wins you piled got. Up, all those wins you piled up for home field advantage in the playoffs, yeah, doesn't matter.
Then you're in a neutral field for no reason. It makes no sense. First of all, the more I read, the more I think that they're going to be able, if they want to have a 144 game season or a 140 game season, I think they're going to be able to do it. Probably not, because what it was supposed to start today. So whatever. Like, I think that it's not unrealistic to think in the middle of May that they could actually play baseball.
Well, here's the thing. Those dome thing, because he was saying that the postseason games we played in L.A., Anaheim, San Diego, Miami, Seattle, Arizona, Milwaukee, Toronto, Houston, St. Petersburg, and Arlington. Those are either ones where the weather's fine or where there's a dome. But what he's completely neglecting is that the end of November is miserable in many stadiums for a regular season game. So he's just saying, well, you know, come December, we could be in these. But, I mean, October, listen, that sucks in a lot of places anyway. We've seen that in World Series past. But the end of effing November, and you're going to be
it's completely a nightmare. I mean, why am I even playing for home field?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason. It takes away all the incentive to try in the regular season.
Now, the only Well, especially the only thing that sounds kind of cool about this proposal, and to be honest, if you want to salvage the season, you're going to have to do this. And that would be teams would have to play at least a dozen doubleheaders. That I like. Like, I like you know, adding those to somehow get games in. That's cool. I like it. Yeah. Afternoon baseball is fantastic. He also said that baseball could reduce the strain of these doubleheaders and these games and less days off by expanding rosters to 30. And also, you know, they're being, like, scheduling them in the middle of a series and following those series with days off, which I think is that I'd be totally cool with. And I think that that's one way you can help salvage some sort of semblance of a season. There but that's idiotic thing of having a neutral, he wants basically a neutral World Series location. And he thinks that's the same as a Super Bowl. I heard him say that. You know, for years we've had a Super Bowl. Not a seven-game series at a neutral park. Are you crazy?
Well, then what are you playing for?
Exactly.
I mean, again, what are you playing for?
You're not blowing out your pitching staff. You're not trying to get. You're not trying to finish first. I mean, you could be a wild card and still have the same thing. I've also heard proposals of seven-inning games to make it easier on players, players will never agree to that. No. Think about it, though, Rich. How many players have incentives built into their contract based on plate appearances, home runs,
I don't care about the players. I want less of a game. Those things are long enough as is.
My point is the players will never agree to that.
Change it for good. I don't even when it's done with, I want a seven-inning game.
Call me a optimist for the first time in my life, but I don't think this is absolutely necessary. I know it was supposed to start today, but I think that they're going to get. I think they're going to be able to start at least by the middle of May.
Earliest the middle of May.
Oh yeah, yeah. At the earliest.
So that's almost 2 months of baseball that you've missed.
Right, and so you cut the season. You just cut the season short. And I know that there's incentives and things like that, but they would have to be worked out.
Well, you could prorate them. Like, I mean, you know, it would be like done on a percentage basis. You know what I mean?
Yes.
People do that all the time.
Does anyone else think that that they could play in the middle of May?
From what I read from Rob Manfred, they're talking about ramping teams back up in mid-May, not starting in mid-May.
Yeah, you can't just start playing. They want to give them almost like a little.
So you're talking at least first or second week of June before we really get started.
Okay, because I think that they're going to be able to have audiences at games by the middle of May. Certainly. I think that they're going to be able to play with like nobody there, but certainly by the middle of May, at least on the East Coast, that you're going to be able to play baseball. But
if the season starts in June, I'm fine with that. Don't change anything. Just give me June, June, July, August, September baseball and the playoffs.
So you're talking about a 100-game season.
I don't care.
Is what you're proposing, a 100-game season.
I'd be completely fine with that.
League Baseball is going to do everything they can to recoup any lost revenue from all the games they missed. I think you're going to have teams play at least one doubleheader every other week.
Take days off.
Eliminate a lot of days off. Try and jam in as many games as possible.
Kevin Youkilis will not be happy as he sits on his couch. Remember how pissed off he got about the doubleheaders and the back-to-back games?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, you're asking a lot from these players to play all those doubleheaders. I mean, and you're asking a lot from managers to be able to juggle their staffs for that many doubleheaders.
That would be why you'd expand the rosters to what, Rich? 30 players?
30 is what's being proposed right
players.
Now, which
what
is
you would have
all,
to do ever,
all four of those extra spots would be pitchers. So.
Yeah. And then if I'm a position player,
it's five extra spots, whatever it is.
Right. But if I'm a position player, I mean, you're asking a lot of me, too.
Yep.
I know people go, in baseball, you're just standing there. But it is a violent swing, and you are throwing, which is a violent motion. So, I mean, these guys are, I mean, you're going to get a lot of injuries if you do that. But I don't know. I'm starting to become optimistic that things are going to get a little better or things are going to start normalizing in May. But what do I know? But you would still have to cut the season short, which is not unprecedented, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Maybe it's the bad taste in my mouth from everything that's happened with the Red Sox over the last month or so, but I don't miss baseball. Like, I miss hockey. I miss basketball. I don't miss baseball at all. There's not part of me that woke up this morning and was like, ah, damn it, today would have been opening day. Because to be quite honest, I have a hard time paying attention to baseball until the NBA and NHL playoffs are over anyway. Like, I mean, it's just kind of in the background, and it's like a non-story to me.
That's the way it's supposed to be. I've argued this many times, is that baseball's not supposed to be consumed like you would from another sport. It's supposed to be kind of there. Mm-hmm. And then you know, you check it on it, you open the paper, you see the box scores, you know, you might tune in for a few innings. I think that's the way it's supposed to be consumed. I don't, you know, think that a lot of people are watching, you know, a 9-inning game every day.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know it's there.
And it's weird, too, as much as obviously Walk and I are the B-ball boys, and, you know, we're down with the old hardwood, you know, the old hardwood and the old basketball. I miss hockey more than anything, just because, like, before the season ended and before this was all done, like, there was something special going on with the Bruins. And you honestly had this weird feeling. It felt almost like, you know, when they won the Stanley Cup the year before, they had lost in such a drastic, embarrassing fashion, and they had this resolve when they came back. It was like the same thing this year. Like, losing Game 7 on home ice sucked, and you could tell that it pissed all of them off, and the way that they were playing, just there was... I was really looking forward to this being an unbelievable run by the Bruins, and the Celtics were just kind of a great story. Like, oh, they're getting better! But I'm really pissed that there's no hockey. And of all the sports, that's the one that I do hope that somehow they're able to salvage a playoff.
I mean, if they can start in May, they can do it. You would just shorten the season and shorten the playoffs. I mean, they could do it. I'm really bullish on this May thing. I've been reading a lot from this Nobel Prize guy, and I'm bullish on this May thing. Call me crazy. Call me a wide-eyed optimist.
I like this Fred Tutcher. I like this every once in a while.
The guy predicted. I mean, the guy nailed the what was happening in China, and he said, you know, this is going to be shorter than people think. And I mean, is anyone against that?
No, but
well,
people,
Dr. Fauci is. I mean,
yeah, enough people.
Yeah,
Dr.
Fauci's
got
to sit there and push his way through much taller people. All right. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. By the way, Felger's still coming in.
Oh, I thought he was doing it remotely.
Dan just told me that he's still coming in.
Oh.
Thanks for watching, guys. Yeah, appreciate it.
Dude, I got kids at the house. I can't watch their show. What are you
talking about? I was giving John a hard time, too. Because
it's far too dirty.
Everyone step aside. Kids, go over there.
Well,
and have to
you know
watch
what? If I had, if I was making $100,000 a year in endorsements, I'd probably come in, too.
So the it's only Big Jim and Felger coming in.
The only commercials we play now are Felger endorsing something. So he's a powerful man. I guess I would do the same thing. No, I wouldn't. Coming into work is going to suck. That's the one thing about this ending that's going to suck.
I don't know. There's part of me that just is going to be. I mean, obviously we're all going to be glad when it's over with. But I like my car. I don't mind going in. because you're away from everything. Because, I mean, as soon as it's over, you're in your house and you've
go
got
right to sleep.
Yeah, well, that would be nice.
See, because I'm on the third floor where the bedroom I have to sleep in is because I snore. And my children, my daughter sleeps on, right now is sleeping on the floor of my master bedroom. And my son sleeps in a winter jacket next to my wife. So that's going to have some Freudian stuff going on. And I sleep upstairs, so the minute the show's over, I can retreat to the bedroom. And but a lack of self-touching, that has not been able to go down. It's and I think that would make me feel better, a little more relaxed. But again, today, big plans, a stroll down Commonwealth Avenue. Just a stroll. Just kicking ideas around. A little stroll. This is what life has become. What are you doing today? Taking a stroll. All right. Well, yesterday we had Danny Woodhead on. It was very late in the show. And the Woodman did not disappoint. So we will have that for you. But first, the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very first and big. Goal to go at the one. Brady, handoff, Woodhead left. Touchdown! Pats have come all the way back.
Unicorns, show ponies, it's time to get crazy. We're getting loopy in Foxborough, and the nut jobs that have stayed love every minute of it. That's right.
Holy cow. 92-yard drive.
Boom!
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If you ever saw Danny Woodhead play in the NFL, did you find out that he won the Harlan Hill Trophy?
I wonder if Danny's even sick of hearing that, because every broadcast they would have to mention that he won the Harlan Hill Trophy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.